serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Yes, it is. The Ridge, as always, once a month on Wednesdays, serving up the CSE Sports Roadshow. A big thanks to the guests and folks from athletics and fans who've come out to the show tonight, bared some of the icy and snowy weather to be with us on a cold night. And for those listening, too, thanks again as well for tuning in. We will have our first guest join us right now on the CSE Sports Roadshow, brought to you by Security First Bank. Janet Raymer, Elijah Jeffrey coming up, couple of coaches. We're going to start, though, with somebody that everybody knows around Chadron and CSE, Ted Tawahati. Ted, we've been wanting to have this talk for a little while here on all kinds of different subjects, get to know you a little bit better, share your story and things you're involved in with CSE. We tried to do it in October, but you're such a community servant, it kind of took you away from us for a much more important thing that night, and that is fighting fires and saving our community. Glad to have you on tonight. Thanks for being able to come by.
Glad to be here. I think today's a little bit too cold to have a little timber fire. But yeah, a month ago we did have a little timber fire. I couldn't be here.
Yeah, this week, this month, a little bit better weather for having you in and not have to have one of those emergencies called out. Let's get into it, Ted. You're an associate AD in the CSE Athletics Department. You've been doing that for a while now. You've been with CSC for a while. And you get to interact with coaches, with players, with teams every single day. And like I said, everybody around the campus and community kind of knows you and you're involved in so much. Well, what's really your primary role, would you describe it as, and that's got so many duties?
My duties are broken up into three aspects. The first one is compliance. I'm in charge of all athletic compliance for us to make sure we are within the rules of athletics. The second one is game management.
Yeah.
So we do all our game management, everything that gets done behind the scenes to make game day amazing for our fans, athletes, and coaches. And the last piece is I do oversee some of our sports, track, cross country, golf, and softball. The sports I directly oversee.
So you're very busy, obviously, and you got your hands involved in all kinds of things. And with game management, that's another really big part of what you do, Ted, game management. I think it's always interesting because fans think that somebody like you, somebody like me, just kind of show up and it happens, right? But that's definitely not the case. Tell people what all really goes into being involved in game management and putting on a CSC athletics event. You have a lot of different things that have to happen to make it happen. You don't just turn the lights on and throw the ball up in the air for a basketball game or a football or a volleyball game.
That's correct. Game management starts early in the summer, depending on when the season is. We have our facilities, our custodian, event planning, all the teams come together. And then before the scene, we kind of look at the year before and see what worked, what didn't. And the planning for that week literally starts on Monday morning with our administrators meeting.
Yeah.
We'll come up with everything that happened, everything that needs to go, scripts written, play-by-play for the game. And essentially, if we do our job, game day should look pretty easy and it should just flow by itself. So a lot of 90% is preparation. And then 10% is day off.
Yeah, a lot of that throws the same on my side. All the main stuff happens before, and then you sort of have that little 10% performance piece where you try to have it come together. And if you're not sticking out too much or nobody's complaining, that was a good night. It's like being a baseball umpire. If they don't notice you back there, then that's a good thing, right?
That's correct. And some of the things that we do is we review our week. On Mondays, we review also the week prior and some of the things we want to do. We do go to other events and see what they're doing to see if we can stay current or ahead of the trend, what the students want to see, what the fans want to see. We want to sure bring it to them and make it a game day as exciting as possible.
That's an awesome piece, too, that you go and kind of scout other events and try to bring them to CSE. So do you head to Denver and pick up a Nuggets game or a Broncos game, or do you go to like high school events around, other colleges?
Definitely other colleges. We've hit up all the big colleges, including University of Nebraska, and see some of the things that they put in between their halftime. When we went to Utah Tech, we looked at some of the things that they do and try to bring it here to Chadron State. And we'll also watch the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And we will bring some of that at a lesser level here at Chadron State as well.
A pretty good league to kind of draw from, I think, in terms of that entertainment value,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Got a few, but they own a day of the week, I think, is the line in one of the movies.
And literally from that, we have actually drawn the game of the year. that's one of the things that we've highlighted this year, where every sport picks a game of the year, and every student is encouraged, every athlete is encouraged to be there. So we pack the stadium, pack the gym, and be loud and be amazing fans. So
okay.
That's game of the year that we've introduced this year.
Yeah, and I saw some of that game of the year for volleyball last week, and so essentially that's where you want student athletes from around the campus to all come and support that game, that particular team, in as big a numbers as they can.
Correct, and it was amazing. The sound level was the next level. So we're going to try. We're going to do that for the rest of our sports. We started with cross country, and then headed down to volleyball, and then soon enough, we did football this last week, and also we have one more wrestling coming up next.
That's great. Ted Tawahati with us here on tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow at the Ridge. We're live in Chadron. Come on down and enjoy Whiskey and Wings Wednesday if you'd like here tonight. We'd love to see you, and always glad you're with us on the radio for the program, too. Ted Talhadi, our first guest. Ted, you work. You mentioned compliance. Obviously, NCAA, they have enough rules to stack on this table up to the ceiling and then beyond. A lot of work for you there. That includes letters of intent for the high school recruits who decide they want to come to CSC, transfers, anybody really wants to play sports here. What are the challenges and the rewards of getting to be involved in the letter of intent and compliance process?
That's interesting, because today is November 9th is the non-football sports signing day.
Yeah.
So we've been hard working at it. It's amazing to see the recruits come through early and get a first experience. And when they commit to us, we're the first people that actually get to know who's coming to Chadron State, who's confirmed to us.
Yeah.
So that's a great day. That's a highlight. That's the beginning of our relationship with our students. Some of the things, the challenges aspects are making sure the proper paperwork is done. So until the proper paperwork is done, sent to us, and we file it with the NCAA, the student is not considered a recruit yet, a signee yet. So that's part of the challenge, is to make sure that all the paperwork is done correctly.
How often do you run into a little paperwork thing of maybe one box isn't checked right or something else? You got to go through it with a pretty fine-tooth comb, I'd imagine, to make sure everything is perfect.
Absolutely. I think usually we send out pretty good instructions. Essentially says don't change anything,
but we just sign here and you're good.
But we do have parents who want to help out. Oh, I've updated my phone number, and they write over the top of that makes it invalid, so we have to send a new one to get assigned with a very nice instruction to say we'll change it later, but right now this is who you're signing. So that's the minor little things, AM PM circle to make sure when they sign that is before after 7 a.m.
Oh, right.
So there is a lot of strict regulation that we have to adhere to.
So, and it's no longer a fax machine like in the old days where they track that stuff, right? Is it email or how does it really work?
A lot of them will actually sign it, take a picture over their phone, and text it to us.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got it down to a science to where as long as we get in any which way we can upload it to the NCAA, we will accept. And it's down to nobody's going to scan it. They usually will. Last year we had one student who actually mailed it in.
Physical mail delivery, Pony Express style.
And which violated a rule. It took 10 days to get here, so we had to get them re-signed. So it was interesting, but we have to have it uploaded within 7 days.
Wow.
Signing. So it's very restricted rule on that.
There's so many of those rules and things I would have not have expected that it could take too long to get here.
Correct.
Especially with technology. Interesting.
Yeah.
Ted Talahati from the Athletics Department, our first guest on the CSC Sports Roadshow tonight at the Ridge. Women's basketball head coach Janet Raymer, women's wrestling coach Elijah Jeffrey coming up as well. Ted, what would be a new regulation, a new piece of guidance, a new rule maybe that you think would really benefit the scope of NCAA athletics? Not that we need more rules necessarily, but there's probably an area maybe that needs a little tweak. What do you think?
I think one of the things that we can definitely increase is educating our high school guidance counselors as far as the requirements of NCAA for our student athletes. So that's one thing we would like to offer actually here at Chadron State College to our neighboring guidance counselor over the summer, possibly is bring them in saying, here is what it takes to be a student athlete when you do scheduling, paperwork as far as the NCAA. I think that's one thing that's lacking by the NCAA.
Okay.
Is educating our high school guidance counselors, possibly high school coaches, to get them to be to the next level athletes.
Maybe putting like a seminar, clinic or something on and having everybody come over and you can get them together in a room and just going through it almost like a college class.
That's exactly what we like to do, is just offer it to our guidance counselors and coaches and say, here's what I need you to do, or any other school would like you to do if your students are going to be at the next level.
That's a great idea. Hope it comes to life. I think it'll do a lot of good. Ted, is there an area of compliance that you would like to see dropped, maybe an area over-regulated? Fans always have ideas for this. I'm curious if there's something you think maybe is a hindrance or just we don't need.
Actually, at this time, I am a rules follower. you know, checks and balances kind of guy. I think right now the NCAA is focused a lot of it on the protecting the athlete, student athlete, which I do like.
Sure.
I think right now, I know it's a lot of rules, but I think right now we are doing things for the right reasons to protect our student athletes. So at this point, I think we're doing good. Just no more.
Ted going with the safe answer with Boston, AD Joel Smith in the house. Ted's going safe. I like that. Smart, right? All right. Ted, name, image, and likeness. This has taken over the scope, especially Division I college football and basketball. How much have you learned and had to deal with what is really the hottest new compliance rule in a long time in NCAA athletics?
That's a pretty good question as far as NIL. We have about a dozen students who are taking advantage of it. Majority of them are in either coaching. They're coaching little league, coaching little sports, high school sports, individual coaching aspects of using their skill, name, and likeness, and so forth.
Okay.
And then the other aspect is people are getting hydration deals. So you tweet something from hydration, I dehydrate because of this, and on social media you put it up there, and they give you free Gatorade or free other hydration. So for our Division II and lower ranking schools, that's what how they're benefiting from it.
Interesting. And I know there was another restaurant statewide that was allowing people to do things. And have you had student athletes come in and ask, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I pursue this or that and come up with ideas or things of that nature?
Correct. We've had some students, especially our softball athletes and female athletes, are taking advantage of this. And majority of it has to do with coaching. They want to coach. They want to do clinics using their sports as an inspiration, and we're taking advantage of that as well.
Excellent. Ted Tawahati, our guest number one tonight here on the show. Elijah Jeffrey, the women's wrestling head coach, is coming up. We've got Janet Raymer, women's basketball head coach, on the way as well. Ted, back in 2020, the world went through the explosion of the pandemic. The last thing we want to do is talk too much about living through that nightmare, right? At the same time, there were all kinds of social justice issues, movements also developing, bubbling up to the surface. It all kind of happened together. And I remember that you gave a talk on the CSC campus that I attended and just found it really interesting and very informative. A lot of racial issues and experiences and things that you had gone through, and you were helping educate and talk to students and community members about those type of things to help people understand things. Now, do you feel like there's been progress made overall and specifically here in Chadron and on the campus to make it more of a inclusive and understanding community with the folks that you deal with and we see every day?
Absolutely. One of the things that came out because of 2020 is the people want to talk. People are willing to talk, willing to listen, and this helped us, and me being part of the chairing the diversity committee, co-chairing the diversity with Alex Hombrick, allowed us to put in place things like we have a diversity space on campus right now where people can come and talk about diversity issues. We have a committee, a presidential diversity committee, that talks about all the issues, brings the platform for people to discuss things. So one of the things that was missing in the past, that we didn't have an organized manner to talk about the issues, to talk about people's experiences, how we can help people from diverse backgrounds assimilate within Chadron community, and how the Chadron community can learn from some of the aspects of people that are coming here.
Sure. So do you have students that request, say, hey, I would like to talk about this subject, and then do you find people who would like to share on that or are experienced in that area? How does that all kind of work, and how can students, if they're hearing this, that maybe want to set something up in that space, how do they get that done?
Absolutely. What we're doing is we also have some funding backed by this. So we are bringing speakers, motivational speakers, leaders that actually get people to talk about these issues. We're bringing those to campus, and students are saying, I want this covered, and we will bring that expert to campus funded by the president and the college as well. So that puts a little bit force behind our intention, which is and also brings all the different clubs that we have that touch, international club, we have ally club, and so forth, that bring all that together.
Yeah, that's terrific. And so you're the chair of the diversity committee, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you're
co-chair with
Alex Helmbrecht, of course. And then you mentioned the international club as well. Talk to us about the international club. There's certainly a lot of international students that attend.
And not as much as it used to. I wish our numbers were higher still. I used to be the sponsor for international club. Now I just help the club. Jen Scher is actually the sponsor of it right now.
Okay.
But just because I've been with them for so long that we have a resource here, just a knowledge base, somebody they can bounce ideas to, concerns, they come to us, and we kind of help them assimilate to Chadron State in an American way, what does that mean without losing their identity.
Yeah.
And they also have a big event in February that they do, their National Food Tasting Party, that sells over 400 people every year.
Yeah.
And they get to share. That's their way of giving back. They actually don't make any money on it. It's just giving back to the community, sharing their cultures.
Yeah, and that's awesome, the community to experience some of that and get to meet these students and learn about where they're from, and they get to talk to the locals here and learn about where they are spending their college life now. And you said you wanted to get some more international students maybe to Chadron. I guess, how does Chadron, in a small community like we have, recruit international students? What's a big key to bring international students in?
Experiences. Our students, international students here, are our biggest recruiters of international students. So the more positive experience we give them, and we did take trips and show them, you know, we go to Mount Rushmore, we go to Colorado, we go to all these great cultural experiences, so that when they put on their social media, they're recruiting their classmates, their sisters, their brothers to come to Chadron State, saying it's affordable, small community, safe community, almost like you're not brought in and dropped in a big city with a lot more distraction, a lot more challenges. You come to Chadron, slower life, easier life, safe place, and usually that's what our biggest asset.
You know, when up in athletics, we have international students a lot in basketball and other sports, track, different things. What is kind of the, what are the things they talk about a lot when they first get here from wherever country they are coming from? What do they first notice, or what do they first say about Chadron? What kind of stuff are their first impression?
Unanimously, how nice people are.
Oh, that's great.
How nice people are, how welcoming people are. Also, those countries that have never had snow before, right now they're we make sure we have jackets for them and so forth.
Yes.
But it's a shock for them to the temperature drop from 75 degrees 2 weeks ago to icy the weather today. So usually it's the weather. And the compliment is people are nice and very welcoming.
Yeah.
So they're not forced to rush to the American lifestyle.
Yeah.
They can slowly, on their own pace, adapt to it.
That's fantastic. Ted Tawahati with us, and we'll finish up with you, Ted, on your philosophy or your advice to the student-athletes when you visit with them about getting their most fulfilling and positive experience when attending CSC. I'm sure you get to talk to a lot individually. What do you tell them to say, hey, this is really how you can get the most out of your experience at this institution?
I think it's twofold. The first one is there's a lot of people here to help you. We have a lot of resources, but if we don't know what you're struggling with, we can't help. So make sure you get out there, let us know if you're struggling with anything. Number two is take initiative to join clubs, SAC, our Student Athletic Advisory Committee, and be involved with as many things as possible. Don't hide out in your room. That's one thing, is if you hide out in your room, you can hide out in your room anywhere else.
Yeah.
But here, as a college student, take as much opportunity out there. Go do the RLA events. We have community members that are welcoming. Go join some of those things as well.
Getting involved is so key. And in small communities like this, there are a lot of opportunities to be involved in important things as well, even as young people. I remember when I moved from Denver to Sydney, a couple hours south, I was able to get involved in some things I probably never would have been able to in a big city because it was a smaller town, and you take advantage of those opportunities. You meet some great people, and same thing for Chadron. It's really, really an awesome opportunity.
Yep, and you get out, you meet people. It's good for your mental health as well.
Yeah.
You know, surrounding yourself by other people instead of by yourself. I think it's one of those to get involved. And this time and age, we know how important taking care of mental health is.
Certainly.
And that's one of the things we focus on, is get involved.
All right. Ted Tawahati, Associate AD in the Athletics Department. Ted, awesome to visit with you. Thanks so much for making time to come in and be on the show. I really appreciate it, and I know the listeners love hearing from you.
It is my pleasure, and I look forward to it every month when we do these.
All right. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. That's Ted Tawahati. We will take a break, come back with our next guest. We've got women's basketball head coach Janet Raymer and Elijah Jeffrey, women's wrestling head coach, coming up live tonight at the Ridge on the CSC Sports Roadshow, put on by Security First Bank.